أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Ayah number 19 إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ Indeed the religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. What does it mean by this? That the only religion that is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the religion of Islam. The religion that he gave to the first prophet and the religion that he also gave to the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which is why we learn in the Quran in Surah Ali Imran ayah 85 that وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقُبَلَ مِنْهُ Whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him. Anyone who seeks a religion other than Islam, it will not be accepted from him. Why? Because the only approved religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. Because that is the religion that he has taught. That is the religion that he has given to the people. That is the religion that tells people what Allah likes and what Allah does not like. وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ And those people who were given the book, they did not differ. Concerning what? Concerning the deen. Meaning you wonder, if the religion is Islam from the very beginning, then how come the people differ concerning Islam? Especially the people of the book, because they were the Muslims before Prophet ﷺ came. So how come they differed about the prophethood of Muhammad ﷺ? How come they differed concerning the deen, that some believed and others disbelieved? How come? What's the reason? Allah tells us over here that they did not differ concerning Prophet ﷺ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ Except after knowledge came to them. What knowledge? The knowledge of the fact that he was indeed the true messenger. How? From their book, and then after seeing him, and then after so many of them also believed in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when still there were people who did not believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tells us that they differed after knowledge came to them. They disbelieved after ilm. Why? بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ Out of jealousy, out of envy, out of rebellion. Meaning they recognized the truth, still because they were envious, that how come he is a messenger from among the Banu Ismail, they did not accept him. What does Allah say? وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ Whoever disbelieves in the ayat of Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ Then indeed Allah is swift in taking the account. So what should we do? When the truth is presented to us, after we have learned about something, after we have gained knowledge about something, then we must accept it. And many times it's the baghi, it's jealousy, it's animosity, it's rebellion, that why should I submit? Why should I go against my wishes? This is what stops us. So we should remember that إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيُّ الْحِسَابِ This dunya is not forever. I am going back to Allah and He will ask me about what I've done. فَإِنْ حَاجُّكَ Then if they argue with you. حَاجُّكَ is from the root letters ha, jim, jim, from حَاجَّ, which is to argue with another, to debate with another, and basically it is to present arguments, present evidences in order to defeat the other in a dispute. Because it's from حُجَّ. What is a حُجَّ? An argument. Something that a person presents in order to defeat the other, in order to prove his point. So if they argue with you, if they debate with you, who does you refer to? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who does they refer to? الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ The Yahud and the Nasara. What do they dispute with you? About what? Concerning the deen, concerning the religion, concerning the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَقُلْ Then say, what should you say to them? أَسْلَمْتُ I have submitted. What have I submitted? وَجْهِيَ My face. For who? لِلَّهِ For Allah. Say that I have only submitted to Allah. I am doing only that which Allah has commanded me to do. Why is the wajh mentioned over here? Why is the face mentioned over here? Because the face is the most honorable part of a person's body. And if a person has submitted his face to someone, what does it mean? That he has completely and totally submitted to them. And also if you think of it, the face has most of the faculties of a person, abilities of a person, senses of a person. You see, you smell, you speak, your ears are on the side, your head is above with your brain. So, wajhi doesn't just mean that I have submitted my face, but that I have submitted entirely, completely. And obviously, if the face submits, then other limbs will also follow. Other parts of the body will also follow. If a person has submitted his aql, his intellect, his mind, then what does it mean? That his body will follow. So say that I have submitted myself for the sake of Allah. What does it mean by this? That I obey Allah. I am doing only what Allah has commanded me to do. وَمَنْ اتَّبَعَنِي And whoever has followed me as well. Meaning whoever follows me, whoever follows the Prophet ﷺ, whoever believes in the Prophet ﷺ, he has also submitted to who? To Allah. Remember that in Islam, we don't worship the Prophet ﷺ. We don't worship him. We follow him. But who do we worship? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ was told to say that I and all those who follow me have submitted to who? To Allah. And that is Islam. That is submission. Which is the religion that is correct in the sight of Allah. Notice the word ittaba'ani. Ittaba'ani is from the root letter taba'in, from the word ittiba', which is to completely follow someone. In the sense that whatever they do, you do exactly the same. For example, if a person walks in a particular way and they leave behind them footprints on the ground. So what is ittiba? To follow all of those footprints. To step exactly where the other person stepped. To take the same route. So it is to follow someone completely. Follow someone precisely. Every action, every detail, every word, every gesture. This is what ittibar is. And ittibar also gives a sense of following someone intentionally. Like for example, if two cars are going together somewhere and one is leading and the other is following. So what are you going to do? If you're following, you're following them deliberately, intentionally. It's not by chance you happen to go the same place. No, you're following them. And when you follow, you take care of every turn. You take care of the speed. If you slow down and they are fast, you're going to lose them. If you don't care about where they're going, if they're turning right or they're turning left, what's going to happen? You're going to lose them. You're going to get lost. So ittiba' is to follow someone with care, with attention, with intention, and to follow someone precisely. To follow someone completely. And this is how we're supposed to follow the Prophet ﷺ. Ittiba' of the Prophet ﷺ. Which is why we don't just follow him in the sense that we pray. But how do we pray? Which is the best salah? That which is closest to the sunnah. Similarly, when it comes to eating and drinking even, what do we do? The same way that the Prophet ﷺ ate and drank. With the right hand, sitting down, saying Bismillah. So, say that I have submitted my face to Allah and also those who follow me. So basically over here, the Prophet ﷺ is being told that if they argue with you concerning the deen, do not follow up the argument. Do not dispute with them. Do not argue with them. Do not prolong the dispute at all. Why? Because if you prolong the dispute, what's going to happen? It's never going to come to an end. Which is why sometimes we see that if people are trying to give da'wah to another person, and if they start arguing, if they start discussing and debating, what happens? It never comes to an end. And if you just try to make them understand that Islam is about submitting your will to Allah, that I will do what my Creator wants me to do. Just prove this point to them. I will do what my Creator wants me to do. Khalas. And if they agree with this, then Islam will make sense to them. And if you try to prove to them through different ways, if you get lost in the argument, it will never take you anywhere. You will never be successful. So the Prophet ﷺ is being told, do not prolong the argument. Just say, I am doing what my Rabb has told me to do. That's it. And also those people who follow me, they are supposed to do the same. Do what Allah has commanded us to do. We learn in the Quran Surah number 12, ayah 108, Allah says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Say, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is my way. I invite to Allah with sure knowledge. I and whosoever follows me. وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ. And say, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to who? To those people who were given the book. Who are they? The Jews and the Christians. And also say to who? Wal-ummiyin, and the unlettered people. Ummiyin is a plural of ummi. And what's the root? Hamza, meem, meem, from the word And who is an ummi? An unlettered person, someone who has not gained any formal education, any formal training. Because it's from All of their knowledge, all of their training, all of their socialization is based on what? On what they have learned from their mother. They haven't had any formal training. And the word ummi as a term is used for who? Which people? The Arabs. Why were they called ummi? Because they did not have any scripture. They did not have any divine book. As opposed to the people of the book. They were the educated ones. They were the knowledgeable ones. And the Arabs, on the other hand, they had no scripture. So say to those who have the book and those who don't have the book, the knowledgeable ones and the unlettered ones, the Jews and the Christians, as well as the mushrikeen, everybody. Doesn't it include the whole of mankind? Those who have the book, those who follow some divine religion that was given to them before, but obviously they altered it. It changed over time. So say to the Jews and Christians and al-ummiyin, those who don't have a scripture, what should you say to them? A-aslamtum? Have you submitted? Have you submitted to who? To Allah. Just as I have submitted. Have you submitted to Allah just as I have submitted? And how is it that the Prophet ﷺ submitted? Aslamtu wajihi. I have submitted entirely, completely. Everything of mine. To who? To Allah. So, have you submitted, meaning have you brought Islam the way that I have? Have you submitted to Allah the way that I have submitted? فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا. Then if they submit, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. Then they have obtained guidance. Remember this ayah. فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If they have submitted to Allah the way that the Prophet ﷺ submitted, meaning they accept Islam, then only they are rightly guided. Why? Because إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The only true religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. So it doesn't matter who a person is otherwise. Only if he submits to Allah, only if he accepts Islam, if he follows the Prophet, only then he is rightly guided. فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا. And if they turn away. Turn away from what? From submitting to Allah. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ. Then indeed upon you, O Prophet ﷺ, is a responsibility to al-balagh, to convey. Balagh is from balam ghain. What does balagh mean? To reach somewhere. And balagh is to convey something, to deliver something. Because when you convey something, what you have, you make it reach the other person. If you're the delivery guy, what are you doing? Your job is to deliver what has been given to you to the other person. It is to convey, to deliver. So upon you is the responsibility to convey. Convey what? The message of Allah to the people. That's it. That's the only responsibility that you have. Wallahu basirun bil ibad, and Allah is watching His servants. So what do we learn from this part of the ayah? That if the people, if they submit to Allah outwardly and inwardly, the way that the Prophet ﷺ submitted, that in the heart is submission to Allah, and outwardly in actions also, what is a person doing? That which Allah has commanded a person to do. And how do we know about what we're supposed to do? From the Prophet ﷺ, the sunnah of the Prophet. So who is on guidance? فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. Who is on guidance? A person who has submitted to Allah, inwardly and outwardly, and he follows the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to all of mankind, everybody, not just the Arabs, not just the people of that time. And if anyone wishes to be guided, he has to follow his way, because inna deena indallahi al-islam, and the teachings were given to who? To the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We learn from a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by he in whose hand is my soul, no member of this ummah, no person of this ummah, no Jew or Christian hears of me, but dies without believing in what I was sent with, but will be among the people of the fire. Meaning, if a person, whether he's a Muslim or a Jew or a Christian or anybody else, if he hears of the Prophet ﷺ and he does not believe in him, he does not follow him, and he dies in that state, he's not going to go to Jannah. He's not going to be successful. Because inna deena indallahi al-islam, and it has been given to who? To the Prophet ﷺ. And if they turn away, if they don't listen, your job is only to convey. You're not going to force people to accept Islam. Why? Because la ikraha fid din. There is no compulsion in religion. We learn in Surah Al-Ra'd, Ayah 40, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ. On you is a duty to convey, and upon us is to take the account of people. Your job is to convey. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ. So remind, you're only a reminder. You are not over them a controller. So what is the responsibility of the da'i? What is the responsibility of the one who is calling people to Allah? Convey the message. And we learn from the previous ayah, don't prolong the argument. Don't get lost in arguments. Just make the other person understand that Islam is about submitting your will to your Creator. And if you try to argue, you're not going to get anywhere. And how does the ayah end? What does the last part of the ayah say? وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah is watching all of the servants. And remember that everyone is a servant of Allah. We learn in Surah Maryam, ayah number 93, Allah says, إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَنِ عَبُدًا. There is no one in the heavens and the earth but that he will come to the Most Merciful as a servant. No one in the heavens and the earth except that it or he or she is a servant to Allah, is an abd to Allah. So Allah is watching all of the servants. So who is included in the servants? All people, all creation, whether they're messengers or they're ordinary human beings. All creation, whether they're human beings or they're angels. All people, whether they're old or young, men or women, righteous or very disobedient. Allah watches the actions, the words, the gestures, the behavior of all of His creation. So what do we learn from this ayah? That if a person submits his face to Allah, what do we learn? That he will be able to see the face of Allah as well. What is required of us in our deen? Submit yourself completely to Allah. Submit your face to Allah. And remember the hadith about don't miss the two cool prayers? Because at that time you really have to submit your wajh to Allah. That you have to get up, you have to submit your entire body, despite the fact that you want to sleep, you want to stay in bed, or you want to be busy with your work, the time of asr. But you have to leave what you're doing, stop what you're doing, and go and literally submit your face to Allah, put your head on the ground. And then a person will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah teaches us as to how to do da'wah, how to call people to Islam. Many times we wonder, how should I do it? I don't know anything about Christianity, or I don't know anything about this other religion. How do I call the other person to Islam? What should I say? The main thing is, make the other person understand that Islam is about submitting yourself to Allah. Again, when it comes to doing da'wah, follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many times when we're doing da'wah, our focus is that the other person should just convert. And after they convert, whatever they do, I don't care. But I just want to make sure they convert, that I win. And we forget that our responsibility is to convey the message to the other person. If we have conveyed the message, then leave it to Allah. And if you haven't conveyed the message, then even if they do convert, and if they have incorrect beliefs or incorrect practices, or if their ways don't change, the main point is to convey the message to the other person. And one more very important thing also is that when anybody is disputing with us, when anybody is arguing with us, whether it is about the deen or something else, what should we do? Don't prolong the argument. Don't get lost in the argument. Sometimes you see, even with the Muslims, within the Muslims, you go to a particular masjid, they're praying in a particular way, and they tell you, don't pray like this. And you're like, no, this is the sunnah, and I read that in that book. And they will bring something else, and you will bring something else, and they will bring something else, and the argument will continue. So don't get stuck in arguments. What should you say? فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهَ لِلَّهِ. I have submitted my face to Allah. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. I'm only doing what the Prophet ﷺ did. I'm only doing what I learned in the hadith. And the dispute will be over. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those people who disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, in the verses of Allah, whether these verses are shar'i or the ayat are kawni. So those people who disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ, and they kill the prophets without any right. النبيين is a plural of النبي. Who is نبي? Prophet. نبيين, prophets. So they kill the prophets without any right. They kill the prophets of Allah, and they have no right to kill the prophets. If you think of it, can it ever be justified to kill a prophet of Allah? Ever? No. So over here when Allah says بِغَيْرِ حَقْ, without any right, this is emphasizing that they have absolutely no right to do so, and their act of killing the prophets is completely unacceptable. It's ظلم. It's unjust. Who else do they kill? وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ, and they kill those people who, which people? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ, those who order قِسْط. What is قِسْط? Justice. And remember, in قِسْط the focus is to refrain from ظُلْم. So if anyone tells them, don't do ظُلْم, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ, those people who tell them, don't do ظُلْم, be just, what do? They kill them. وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ مِنَ النَّاسِ, from among the people. So over here we see that certain type of people have been mentioned. Who? Those who, first of all, disbelieve in the ayat of Allah. Secondly, they kill the prophets of Allah without any right. That when these prophets, when they told them, believe in Allah, submit yourself to Allah, first of all, they disbelieve. And secondly, they go to the extent of killing the prophets. So it happens sometimes that you invite people to Islam, but they don't accept. They don't listen. Some people will reject, and others will go to the extent of opposing you. And this is something that the prophets faced as well. This is the sunnah of the prophets as well. That when you do da'wah, some listen, some don't, they oppose you, and they become the enemies of your life. What else do these people do? They also kill those who order justice from among the people. Isn't this so common? That somebody who's trying to tell others about that which is right, that which is good, he is not given the freedom to speak. And if he tries to speak, he is opposed. And sometimes he is literally killed. This behavior demonstrates the worst type of arrogance. So those people who disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, then they kill the prophets, and they kill ordinary people as well who tell them to do qist, who tell them to be just. If someone kills the prophets, if someone disbelieves, if someone kills a person who's telling them to do justice, this demonstrates worst type of arrogance. Why? Because arrogance, kibir is what? Kibir is batarul haq wa ghamtun nas. It is to refuse the truth and degrade the people. What are the ayat of Allah? Truth. What are the messengers telling them? Truth. What are the people telling them? Truth. What is kibar? بطر الحق, refusing the truth. وغمط الناس, and belittling the people, degrading the people. The Prophet of Allah is telling you. A human being is telling you. A person is telling you. And you have no respect for their life? That you go to the extent of killing them? So those people who do this, those people who disbelieve and oppose those who tell them to do that which is right, what does Allah say? فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Give them good news of a painful punishment. Notice the word بَشِّرْهُمْ. بَشِّرْ is from بَشَارَة. What does بَشَارَة mean? Good news. Give them good news of عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, a painful punishment. Why has this been said, بَشِّرْهُمْ? This has been said sarcastically. Give them the good news of a painful punishment. And remember that the word بَشَارَة is used for such news that affects the skin of a person, that is felt on the skin of a person. بَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Tell them about the worst type of punishment. We learn from a hadith, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would have the severest punishment on the Day of Judgment? He said, the one who killed a prophet, or killed someone who enjoined the good and forbade the evil. This was very common in the Bani Israel. What did they do? They killed Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam. They tried to kill Isa alayhi salam. And also we see that when Musa alayhi salam had gone to Mount Tur, and the Bani Israel behind him, they made up the calf, Harun alayhi salam was amongst them, and he tried stopping them. And when Musa alayhi salam returned, he asked him, why didn't you stop them? What did he say? That I was afraid that there would be immense fitna. They would go to the extent of opposing him and killing him, and there would be literally war amongst the people. So those who disbelieve and those who kill the prophets of Allah, those who kill the people who tell them to do that which is right, for them there is a painful punishment. Ulaika, they are the ones who, الَّذِينَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, those whose deeds have been wasted. حَبِطَتْ is from the root letters حَبَطَ, حُبُط. And what does حُبُط mean? When something becomes worthless. When something produces no good benefit, it becomes invalid. It's wasted. It's futile. It's of no avail whatsoever. So, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. أَعْمَال is a plural of عَمَل. All of their deeds have been wasted. Meaning whatever good deeds they performed. Like for example, whatever sadaqah they gave. Whatever kindness they showed to people. Whatever good treatment they showed to people. Whatever salah they prayed. Whatever zakat they gave. Whatever hajj they performed. Any good deeds they performed, all of them will be wasted. Fi dunya, in the dunya. حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. In dunya also, their deeds are wasted. They will not bring them any benefit. وَالْآخِرَةِ, and also in the akhirah, their deeds will be completely wasted. We learn in Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 23, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We will regard of what they have done of deeds, and we will make them as dust that is dispersed. All of their good deeds, قَدِمْنَا, we will advance towards them, and we're going to make them as dust that is dispersed. Completely wasted. All of those deeds they performed, good deeds, wasted. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ, and they will have no helpers at all. So first of all, they will get no reward for the good deeds that they have performed. All of their good deeds will be wasted because of the crime they committed. What is a crime they have committed? Disbelief and killing. It will waste all of their good deeds. And once their good deeds are wasted, is there anyone who's going to come and help them? No. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ. Nasir is used for someone who comes and helps a person out of a difficulty. So imagine someone who's already in some problem, already in some difficulty. So Nasir is someone who comes and takes them out of that difficulty, helps them out of that difficulty. Nobody is going to come and rescue them from the punishment. No one is going to come and help them. In the dunya we see that people, they work together, they join together as gangs, as groups, they cooperate with each other in kufr, in disobeying Allah, in opposing those who tell them to to do that which is right? But on the Day of Judgment, all of these people who support each other, on that day, they'll be left alone. All of their deeds will be useless, and they will have no helpers to come and help them out of the problem either. Because remember, in the dunya, nobody can oppose the haqq on his own individually. There is always a backup, a support that he has in the dunya. Like for example, the Bani Israel, when they killed the prophets, it wasn't just one person who went and killed the prophet. No, it was a whole group of them. It was a whole nation. So in the dunya, you might be together, you might have a lot of friends who support you in your wrong action, who support you against those who tell you to do that which is right. But in the hereafter, these people will not come and help you. Al-akhillau, close friends, ba'duhum li ba'din adu. On that day, some of them will be enemies to each other, except for those who fear Allah. So many times in dunya, what happens? We know about that which is right, but we don't do it. Somebody is telling us to do that which is good, that which is beneficial for us, but we don't do it. And if they tell us, we don't listen to them. We oppose them. And whose support do we take? The support of our friends. And sometimes it's because of our friends that we don't accept the truth. We don't listen to our parents. We don't listen to our teachers. It happens. Our friends provoke us. No, don't listen. It's okay. They should listen to you. But in the hereafter, مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ, no helpers for them at all. Let's listen to the recitation.
فَإِنْ حَاجُّوكَ فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ أَأَسْلَمْتُمْ فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ مِنَ النَّاسِ فَبَشِّرْهُم بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ أولئك الذين حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم من ناصرين.
Let's listen to the recitation of these verses from the beginning.
زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد الذين يقولون ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ فَإِنْ حَاجُّوكَ فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ أَأَسْلَمْتُمْ فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ إن الذين يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق ويقتلون الذين يأمرون بالقسط من الناس فبشرهم بعذاب أليم أولئك الذين حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم من ناصرين
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله